In Dreams. Preface. In dreams I walk with you. In dreams I talk with you. My title for the book comes from the mournful song Roy Orbison made famous in 1963, in which that candy-colored clown they call the Sandman entices him to sleep, where he can once more be together in beautiful dreams with a lover who has said goodbye. I have no particular interest in borrowing either the narrative or the mood from this sad tune, but if you rearrange some of its elements, it suits my purposes pretty well. First of all, there's an I and a you in those two lines. As you'll find out in I'm Dreaming My Life Away, if you get that far, given the way I live right now in general solitude, for me, both the I who loves and the you it loves reside entirely inside me, among the raucous array of other I's and you's my identity comprises. So when I walk with you and I talk with you, at least in the very specific ways I describe here, it is, in fact, all in my head. As you'll also find out in that essay, I've decided to call that I, the one that does all the good loving, my brain, which takes care of my you, and indirectly, everyone else I love, both on the inside and the outside, in the most generous and amicable ways now. As yours can and will take care of you and everyone else you love, if you just let it. And certain significant aspects of that care transpire in dreams. Some while I'm asleep, others while I'm wide awake, an ongoing dialogue of imagery that is both entertaining and, if I spend enough time with it, remembering it, mulling it over, reflecting on it, transformative. I have over the years read a lot about dream theory, and I've written about it a few times in scholarly venues as it pertains to poetics. But I'm not a psychologist and have no interest in promoting any extant approach to dream interpretation. I am a poet and relate to the imagery my dreams generate in exactly the same way that I relate to the imagery my imagination and the imaginations of the other poets I read generates. I assume those images have depth, resonance, and are often merely cues or clues to follow toward much deeper meanings. As a poet, I actually trust that mode of thinking and learning much more so than I do more traditional forms of rational inquiry. That may sound at first take kind of loony, and in the context of Western intellectual systems, which so often place poetry and poetics at the far fringes of our discursive systems and almost always at odds with and inferior to scientific and philosophical discourses, it is. Eastern traditions, on the other hand, are much more generous toward poetry in that regard, which is in part why my penultimate essay in this book is in that vein, and why I spend a lot of my time now reading Chinese poetry. In Orbison's song, the narrator says, "Just before dawn, I awake and find you gone." The nice thing about establishing a loving relationship with your own you is that your own I will never find it gone, nor vice versa. Asleep, awake, no matter. My I walks with my you, talks with my you, and, most importantly, in these essays, guides my you toward possible resolutions for things that afflict me. Some of them immediate concerns, some of them long-standing problems, some of them lifelong burdens. We are constant companions now, at least in dreams. These essays provide a set of personal examples that I hope might invite you to listen more carefully to your own dreams, whether sleeping or waking, to stop to consider, instead of immediately dismissing, the sorts of images and imagery your brain generates routinely as one expression of its inbuilt desire to help you. That too may sound kind of loony, to which my response is simple. Doing so is, on the contrary, a way to stop being victimized by the routine kinds of looniness that culture, society, and our own skewed self-perceptions induce. A way to get back on the path toward some sort of sanity. Bold claims, to be sure, but it works for me. If you start reading these essays, I'm hoping I can gradually persuade you to at least consider whether something of this sort might work for you too.